This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Mahaguru Falgun Nanda's 130th birth anniversary being marked today, organizing various programs. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urges journalists to focus on polling stations and polling centers to gather and disseminate election-related news. And Ukraine claims major gains as Russia exits Kherson. Now, the news in detail. The 130th birth anniversary of Mahaguru Falgunanda Lingden is being observed today by organizing various programs. Falgunanda, the revered guru of Kirat faith, was born in an ordinary family in Ilam on this day in 1492. I beg your pardon, 1942 Bikram Sambat. He has made a significant contribution to the promotion of the Kirat faith, language, script, rituals and culture. The government on Mongshir 16, 2066 Bikram Sambat declared Falgunanda as a national luminary in recognition of his notable contribution to reforming the Kirat society. Mahaguru Falgunanda's birth anniversary is commemorated especially in the eastern part of the country with the majority Kirat population, including in Taplejung, Pasthar, Ilam, Japa, Terathum, Sankhua Sabha, Dhankuta, Bhojpur and others. President of Kirat Jyotish Sangh Chandra Kumar Sharma said the Kirat community marks the Falgunanda birth anniversary in the federal capital as well by organizing various programs. President Vidyadevi Bhandari has extended best wishes to all Nepali sisters and brothers on the occasion of 130th birth anniversary of Falgunanda. President Bhandari wished May the Falgunanda Jayanti inspire all to devote to the campaign of harmony, tolerance, non-violence and social reform, reminding that Falgunanda was not only a religious leader but also a social campaigner to wipe out all social ills. The Election Commission has made a 6-point decision providing for the election political parties to publish and disseminate their election publicity materials for the purpose of the upcoming elections. The election of the Member of the House of Representatives and Province Assembly is being held on November 20th in a single phase throughout the country. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel said that a decision has been taken by which the political parties and candidates can carry out election canvassing on the online media registered with the Department of Information and Broadcasting and enlisted in the Press Council Nepal, remaining under the Election Code of Conduct 2022. Among the decisions include the one allowing the political parties and candidates to disseminate visual material related to election campaigning through online media for a maximum of 1 minute. Similarly, the political parties can disseminate election publicity materials on the private sector online media by means of roadblock, content block, homepage, banner, detailed page banner and box advertisement. The Code of Conduct bars the dissemination of their election publicity materials by parties and candidates on foreign online media. The political parties and candidates are required to submit the Election Commission the details of the expenditure while disseminating the election publicity materials through online media, including it in their election expense details. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has issued directives for making the polling stations inclusive and disabled friendly. The Commission has directed the election chief election officer, the election officer, polling officer and all employees deputed to conduct the election in that connection. The Election Commission has emphasized the strict adherence to the gender and inclusion policy in election management 2077 Bikram Sambat and the House of Representatives and Province Assembly member election voting guidelines 2079 Bikram Sambat. Likewise, the Election Commission has designated polling stations for provisional voters who will vote in the proportional election. Issuing a statement yesterday, the Commission established a polling station for temporary voters who will vote proportionally under the House of Representatives and Provincial Assembly elections to be held on November 20th. According to the Commission, a temporary polling station has been set up for the employees, security personnel, people in old-age homes and prisoners other than those who have been convicted of election offences who are named in the temporary voter list but are unable to reach the polling station. The Commission has approved 141 temporary polling stations in 77 districts. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia has asked journalists to focus on polling stations and polling centres in the coming days to gather and disseminate election-related news. Inaugurating the election news writing training program organized by Gorkha Patra Sangsthan at Sauraha in Chitwan, Chief Commissioner Thapalia instructed to conduct voter education, inclusive, gender and disability-friendly polling stations in accordance with the instructions given by the commission. He said that there should be a detailed reporting on security arrangements. He further clarified that since the process of going to the polling station with the ballot boxes after managing the staff is almost at the last stage of the election preparations, there should be a report on whether all staff and materials have reached the polling station on time, and the commission is ready to provide the information that the journalist wants. CPN Maoist Centre Chairperson and candidate for the election to the House of Representatives member from Gorkha Constituency No. 2, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda, vowed to dedicate the rest of his life for an economic revolution. Addressing the election assembly at Jobari of Siranchok Rural Municipality in Gorkha District today, Chairperson Dahal underscored the need for an economic revolution to institutionalize political change. Towards this, he committed to spearheading such revolution from Gorkha. Stating that the whole world's attention was centered on Gorkha at present, the sexagenarian leader also promised to complete the remaining works of the peace process. Recalling that he was one of the signatories of the Comprehensive Peace Accord, Dahal assured that he will not discriminate against anyone on the basis of ideologies and faith. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. The Ukrainian army says it has made major gains over the last day around Kherson after Russia said it was withdrawing from the southern city. Kiev has also claimed big pushes on two fronts near Kherson, including advances of 7 kilometers in some places. Russia said it has started to exit the city, its top gain in the invasion, but the process could take weeks. Kherson was the first and only regional capital to fall into Russian hands after it invaded Ukraine on 24th of February. U.S. President Joe Biden will discuss a range of geopolitical challenges next week in his first face-to-face meeting with Chinese President Xi Jinping since he ascended to the White House 2 years ago. The meeting between the two leaders will take place Monday ahead of G20 summit in Bali, Indonesia. Officials said that Biden will raise concerns about harmful economic practices, Chinese activity that threatens peace and stability across the Taiwan Strait, as well as long-standing concerns about human rights violations. The two leaders have spoken 5 times during Biden's presidency and previously discussed a face-to-face meeting during a 2-hour phone call in late July. According to scientists, carbon dioxide emissions from fossil fuels, the main driver of climate change, is on track to rise 1% in 2022, reach an all-time high. The Global Carbon Budget Report, released today during the United Nations COP27 Climate Summit, laid bare the gap between the promises governments, companies and investors have made to cut planet warming emissions in future years and their actions. Emissions from oil, fueled by the rebound in aviation after the COVID-19 pandemic, will probably rise more than 2% compared with last year, while emissions from coal, thought by some to have peaked in 2014, will hit a new record. Global CO2 emissions from all sources, including deforestation, will reach 40.6 billion tons, just below the record level in 2019, the report by more than 100 scientists showed. About 90% of that is the result of burning fossil fuels. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places in the hilly regions of Province No. 1, Bagmati and Gandaki Province, with chances of light to moderate snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region today. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is possible at one or two places in hilly regions of Province No. 1 and Gandaki Province, with chances of light snowfall at a few places in the high mountainous region tonight. As per the latest details of the Meteorological Forecasting Division, today's minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 10.6 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature at 23.8 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Mahaguru Falgunanda's 138th birth anniversary being marked today, organizing various programs. Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia urges journalists to focus on polling stations and polling centers to gather and disseminate election-related news. And Ukraine claims major gains as Russia exits Kherson. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.